This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the McKay Group, McCorkle Hardware, Two Rivers Cooperative, Motor and Auto Group, Creative Landscaping, Jim Hicks Family, and Quality Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, Des Moines Area Community College, McCoy True Value, Sundance Realty, Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company, Inc., and the UPS Store in Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How do you get college students back on campus safely so they can continue to learn? In the third part of a five-part program on the school year, let's go in depth with Mark Putnam, president of Central College. President Putnam, can you share a little bit about the decision-making process to bring the students back to campus?
Yeah, March was a time frame where everything shifted. And I think if we were all impressed by one thing, it was how fast things moved. From about March 10th to March 15th, we had gone from intending to continue after our spring break to extending it a week to then not being able to return to the campus. And I think that's probably been in our minds most is how fluid and unpredictable the situation has been and the fact that we have no maps. None of us have ever done this before. We bring to that, considerable experience and pattern recognition from the years that we've all worked together. But at the same time, this is new. So as we went through the past several months, we created four horizons. The first horizon was the completion of the spring semester successfully. The second horizon was what do we do with the summer months? Things like, camp programs, clinics, events, activities on campus. The third horizon was the start of the fall, under what we referred to as relatively normal conditions with adaptations. And then the fourth horizon was that we might be in a position in which it's not possible to continue on the campus in this way. So all of our various planning groups, and there were many, whether it was operations at various levels, our protocol task forces that we had for the campus as a whole, as well as athletics, all have been working concurrently, faculty leadership, looking at instructional approaches, pedagogical methodologies that they would use, and ability to adapt. And so as we kept proceeding through, while we know there are realities of trying to be open in the midst of a pandemic, we have believed as we have moved through this period of time that we can do it responsibly and thoughtfully and carefully. Now, what that is dependent upon is everyone working together, which is why we say have a heart for others. If this campus community, faculty, staff, and students are in a position to say we will think of others as well as ourselves, then I think we can be successful.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Integrative Counseling Solutions, Wheeler Roofing and Wheeler Home Check, Smith's Collision Center, Warren County Health Services, Marion County Fair Association, TRM Disposal, and Details Plus Collision Center. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Winfield Funeral Home, IMU Fiber, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, Precision Pulley and Idler, Stepping Stones, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Mark Putnam, president of Central College. It's just hard to see from my perspective and remembering my college days. Mm-hmm. It's just hard for me to see the students keeping 6 feet apart, wearing masks day in and day out.
Yeah, it's a reality we're all facing. This is probably the single biggest question we all have. Students have been saying very, very vocally, in very pronounced ways, they want to be present together to have this experience. There's just no ambiguity. To be sure, there are some students who have underlying health conditions who are being thoughtful about their decisions, the conditions under which they would be enrolled on campus, or whether it made more sense for them to be in a remote position. But the vast majority of students want to be here. We have outlined for them in detail what the protocols mean, what is expected of them to do. Really, it does come down to whether or not students can work together as a team in a community and be compliant in support of each other and support each other's health. Students at Central are not like all college students. Many people in Pella would say that. They are a bit more thoughtful and concerned as citizens, both in this community and beyond. When you think about a college town and Central being in Pella, it doesn't fit the stereotype very well. It's actually something that's considerably more wholesome, I think, than often what people would imagine. So our students love Pella. And when you hear them talk about the opportunities they have here, they respect it. So what we are hopeful for is that they will understand that we are, in a sense, guests here. This college is founded by the citizens of Pella, and so we seek to be beneficial to this community. And what we keep hearing from students and parents is, just give us the opportunity to prove that we can do this effectively.
Well, one of the things that's interesting to me is that there's been sort of, for the last 20 years or so, there's this been movement to online education, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the traditional campus life. And they were seen as alternatives, and some online education is very good.
It is.
And, you know, some things just can't be taught online. But what this does to me is show what seems like it might go away, the precious nature of college, brick and mortar, talking with people over coffee, the interaction that you get that you can't get online. Am I right? I'm probably preaching to the choir.
Well, you are, but I'm happy to sing with you. Because what we have found, though we would never want to have had this experience in order to learn it, is that people view face-to-face interaction and the presence of being in a residential campus community as being more valuable than what you can get online. And the headlines have shown that completely. Study after study after study through these past months that have been done surveying students and parents, there is a belief that the quality of education is enhanced because this is fundamentally a human enterprise when we're on campus together. To the point that you have seen multiple lawsuits in various parts of the country where parents and students are saying, I should get a discount because I'm not getting the face-to-face experience. It has been a really fascinating discovery that what we do, especially for undergraduates, I would draw a line of distinction. There are many situations in which certain kinds of professional graduate education or professional and continuing education for people like engineers or healthcare workers can be very effectively done online. But the difference for undergraduates coming out of high school is that if you talk to high school students, the classes they like the least are the ones they've had that have been remote or online in some form. They want the presence of other students, the presence of a faculty member or a teacher in the room with them. That has been pronounced in the way society is speaking to all of us in higher education.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Cadeth Network Solutions, Pella Community Schools, Laley, Twin Cedar Schools, City of Pella, and Midwest One Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Manen, Seester, Meyer & Nichol, Pella Farmers Market, Des Moines Area Community College, Pella Cooperative Electric, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated.
I continued my conversation with Mark Putnam, president of Central College. One, there's been a lot of discussion about the importance of being in the classroom for the elementary school kids, for the middle school kids, and for high school kids. And everybody really understands the littlest kids really needing it the most. But our college students, our brains are still developing in our 20s. It's not like we're that different.
That's right. Exactly right. So if you think about a kindergartner, right, it's a fully dependent learner. The journey of education through time is to bring that dependent learner gradually to independence. It happens at different points for different people. But typically, you find it in the middle of the college experience. Often it's the junior year, not uniformly, but often. And when they get to that point, they shift from saying things when they come in as a first-year student here, do you take off for spelling, and is that going to be on the test, to challenging a faculty member in a classroom, in a seminar setting, about a particular author or a particular topic that they're trying to pursue together. That's one of the most rewarding parts of watching what we call four critical years, because developmentally, as you're pointing to, Bob, it is a circumstance in which that developmental unfolding is a huge impact during college. Brain development isn't complete until somewhere beyond 25. And so we know that all the time they're going through this, they're still on the journey, but there is a point of inflection where the independence of learning begins to really emerge. And it's a difference between watching a first-year student in the first semester and a senior at the end of the journey.
Somewhere along the way, there's sort of an epiphany.
Yeah.
If you're successful.
That's right.
They all have an epiphany.
That's right.
And where they quit learning to pass the test, and they're learning for life.
That's right. And when you watch a student, because we're small enough as a campus, and even in my position, I get to know students, and you see the difference through time, the confidence they gain, the analytic skills they develop. This convergence of intellectual challenge and social interaction and being a part of an educational community and seeing other examples and interacting with people, this experience has endured for millennia. Because it has been something that has reliably aligned with human development to a point that when students go through that inflection is a very natural process for most students.
And then they transition from student to peer almost.
Exactly right. So when you talk to the faculty member who's working with a senior in a seminar or doing undergraduate research, they're publishing together. Right? How many of our students who are in various departments, but particularly we see this in psychology and in science fields where they've done this, and they co-author publications at the undergraduate level and present. We've had it said multiple times that people attending these conferences have been marveling at the fact that these are undergraduate students, given what they're presenting and the work they've been doing. So it is that pairing of the teacher and the learner, you know, to go back to James Garfield's reference back in the 19th century, who said, you know, that it's the other end of the log. You know, it's the professor on one end and the student on the other. That relational quality that has been talked about for generations is really the fundamental core. It can be aided by technology. It can be enhanced in all kinds of ways with instructional methodologies and pedagogical approaches. But at its core, it's humans who are educating humans.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Dutch Fix, Smith's Body Shop, To Be Constructed, Central College, Dowie Pest Control, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Community First Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, and Van Haften Plumbing and Heating. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Skunk River Block and Pallet, Reclaiming the Joy, Culver's of Pella, Adelily Photography, Pella Christian Schools, Penn Central Mall, Stan's Drywall at 629-1728, and Triumph Martial Arts.
I continued my conversation with Mark Putnam, president of Central College. And you've got this nearly impossible task of getting everybody, students, faculty, staff, on the same page, pointed the same direction. How do you do that?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, common language, and common vocabulary. So if you're to read through our protocols and all the communications we've been putting out over the past couple of months, it is to bring people to a shared understanding in a new social order, right? So we're creating a new society, literally. And that new society wants to carry forward the values that we have, the what we believe is important about education, about the experience of students and faculty together. But now it has to be adapted. And more or less, we hope, on a temporary basis. And all of society, I think, does. But that adaptation can marry together the very best of what we want to preserve in an educational experience that is fundamentally human in a context in which we have to make sure that people are safe. So it's the balancing of the two. And because we're creating a new conversation about what it means to be in an educational environment that desires, that eagerly pursues this notion of social interaction and supportive learning, also has to be done in a way that creates sufficient safety and well-being for all who are involved.
Well, I was quite impressed earlier this summer. I interviewed Professor Peterson, who was helping coordinate a class on the pandemic.
Yeah.
Central was taking advantage mm-hmm. of this unprecedented in our lifetime situation yeah. to continue to learn from it.
Yeah, so I was actually one of the panelists a couple of weeks ago in that course. And it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. The Tuesday night course was for incoming students, and then the Thursday night course was for current students. And we offered it for credit and didn't charge tuition. So it would be a way of saying, yeah, everything belongs to learning, right? So if we are an academic community, a learning community, then everything is the subject of our learning. So why not study this? And we had some of our trustees who also participated in it and other faculty members who were eager to be a part of it. It's been really a very interesting success because it did help to talk through what are all the dynamics of choice that are present in making this kind of decision. But yes, it is to say that everything is the subject of our study.
And it was cross-disciplinary.
Yes, that was the real strength of it, that we had each week a different sort of a thematic approach, a different disciplinary angle. The one that I was a part of as a panelist was about educators. How are educators viewing this? And it had, you know, representatives from the community schools locally and Pella Christian, I think, as well as the college, and then alumni from the college who are superintendents of schools or principals or teachers. And everyone was talking about the complexity of decision-making and policy formation in this kind of an environment. It's brilliant.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share today?
Well, I think, the Pella community is, as I've said, we were founded by the citizens of Pella. We never lose sight of that. And we have heard a lot of support for what we're trying to do here. I think I want everyone to know that if you read through the protocols and the communications we've been putting out, we've been taking this very seriously. So it's with great sobriety that we approach the start of the fall semester. But at the same time, we know that we have an awful lot of support and cooperation. Iowa has not been a place that has had a lot of use of, you know, personal protective equipment, for example, but it is required on this campus. And so as students are coming into the campus, we have provided them with face masks as well as face shield and hand sanitizer. And we have, last count, I think we had 850 gallons of hand sanitizer on campus. So we have taken immense precautions in order to create this. As you pointed out earlier, it still requires people to put the mask on or the face shield on, or to use the hand sanitizer, or to take the simple steps. What we know is that entire nations have been successful in getting ahead of the spread of coronavirus by those simple things. And if we undertake that, then it will be vital for us. So what I would say is that the campus is really working hard to create a very, very safe environment here. And we expect our students to carry that with them off campus as well.
Thanks to Mark Putnam for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, Contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.